Good morning. This is Kate Olson from the Cass County Office of Iowa State University Extension and Outreach with your Extension Report on this Wednesday morning. We're getting a lot of folks in the office with questions about yard and garden, field resources, and more. I want to remind folks that one of the great resources that we have available to people is the Cass County Extension website. If you haven't been there lately, we encourage you to stop by and visit. We regularly post news articles and things on there about upcoming events and activities in Cass County and Extension and around the state, something folks are always interested in. We've recently posted the schedule for the 2014 Cass County Fair right there linked at the top of our homepage. We also have the full fair book now available on the Cass County Extension website as well, for folks that may be interested in that. If you've not been to our website, you can either Google Cass County ISU Extension, or you can go to www.extension.iastate.edu/Cass, and that will get you straight to our website. Of course, if you just go to the ISU Extension webpage on their homepage for Extension around the state, lots and lots of great articles, news updates every single day for everything from farm management to horticulture, families, business and communities, and more. All of those programs featured and linked with a wealth of resources on the Iowa State University Extension homepage as well. Something else I want to mention to folks that we've recently posted on our website is the 2014 Farmland Rental Rate Survey. This comes out late April or early May of every year. And you may have heard it in the news, but the farmland rental rate shows the trend that a lot of folks were expecting. Rental rates for farmland have decreased moderately, according to the 2014 survey. The full survey is posted and linked on our webpage, but a few highlights. The average estimated cash rent for corn and soybean land across the state this year was $260 per acre, which is a decrease of about $10 per acre, or 4% from last year. And of course, one of the major factors in this is significantly lower crop prices for the 2013 crop and lower price forecasts for this year's crop as well. A few highlights locally from the survey. We are in District 7, which is the southwest corner of the state. The values, typical cash rent rates for our area started in 2010 with the five-year history. We had District 7 was $176 per acre in 2010, climbed to $213 per acre in 2011, up again to $246 per acre in 2012, and peaked out last year in 2013 at $257 per acre, and those have dropped back just a little bit to an average of $249 per acre in our region of the state, according to this most recently released survey. Again, that is all available on the front page of the Cass County Extension website. Some interesting things on the survey, if you've not looked at it lately or if you're unfamiliar how to read it. The cash rental rate survey goes into the typical cash rent by the district average as well as county by county. It also breaks it down into high, medium, and low quality thirds, and the high, medium, and low quality would be based on the average corn yield that you can get per acre. And that would be help you determine whether your land would be considered high, medium, or low quality. It also gives you average rent for a five-year average yield or a CSR2 rating. And also, aside from rental for corn and soybean acres, it also gives you data where available for typical cash rent on alfalfa or grass hay, oats, pasture, corn stalk grazing, or even hunting rights. So a great resource from the Cass County and ISU Extension Office, if you are not familiar with that. Folks, I want to also bring your attention to another very popular event coming up at the Cass County Extension Office. The Cass County Master Gardeners are hosting their 2014 plant sale to help raise money for the community improvement education projects, as well as the grants that they give out every year. That plant sale is scheduled for Saturday, May 10th. That'll be held in the front parking lot of the Cass County Community Center, right at the top of the fairgrounds there again. They will be starting at 8 a.m. on Saturday, May 10th, going till they're sold out. So make sure you mark that on your calendar. Always a very popular event, always sells out very quickly. They will be having the plant sale with plants dug from members' yards, as well as started by members, as well as plants that folks from around the community have donated to the plant sale. They will also have other things available for purchase. They're selling a cookbook this year to raise money. You'll also be able to get your name in a drawing for a donated birdhouse. You can buy chances at that. If you can't make it to the plant sale, the chances on the birdhouse and the cookbooks are for sale at the Cass County Extension Office right now. Also, another popular product, the Cass County Master Gardeners are selling switchgrass bales again this year. Quite a few of those are spoken for, but we do have a few available if you are looking for those to do some mulching or gardening projects around your home. Those will be available for sale at the Master Gardeners plant sale, or can be picked up before then by stopping in the Cass County Extension Office. Of course, remind folks always, again, stop by our website to see exactly what's going on with Cass County Extension. If you'd like to, follow us on Facebook, Cass County Extension, and the Cass County Master Gardeners each have their own Facebook page that we keep updated with upcoming events, news, and links to activities around the state. And of course, if you want to just stop by and say hi, we're on the fairgrounds, 805 West 10th Street in Atlantic, or you can give us a call Monday through Friday, 8 to 4:30, 712-243-1132. Till next time, I'm Kate Olson from the Cass County Extension Office.